McClure's Supermarket, we present The Housewives Corner, the radio show that brings you laughs, tears, to say nothing of bargains, and that man who comes into your home every morning right after your husband has left for work, Jerry Parker.
My, he's a happy one, isn't he?
And
his
now we're
teeth
going to
light up when he smiles.
Very charming ladies here. Here's one right over here. May I ask your name, madam, or should I say miss?
It's Mrs. Dorothy Burns.
Oh, every time I interview a charming lady, she turns out to be married. All except my wife. Oh, of course, my wife is really married. Only joking, dear. And what do you do, Mrs. Burns?
Oh, I'm just a housewife, Jerry.
I see.
Have you ever noticed how women seem to apologize
now,
when they say
Mrs.
that?
Burns, the city council is considering using one-way streets during the rush hour. Do you have any opinion on that?
Well, I think, Jerry, that any experiment that might cut down on traffic accidents is worth trying.
Well, how about that, huh? Well, thank you very much, Mrs. Burns. And don't go away now, because McClure's would like you to have this little remembrance.
Oh, thank you.
And thank you very much, Mrs. Burns. Jerry Parker makes the jokes around here. May I have your name, little lady?
Donna Stone. I'm married and have two children.
And you're a housewife?
Well, I...
Well, now, don't tell me you're a spy for the FBI.
Well, what I meant was I'm a housewife.
Well, we got that out of you. Now, Mrs. Stone, we realize that housewives mold public opinion and are instrumental in shaping our national policies. Now, I have a question I'd like to ask you, but it's very important. And before you answer, I want you to think very carefully. Are you ready? All right. While baking an upside-down cake, do you recommend standing on your head?
And that supercilious air. Well, I never did trust people who are always laughing anyway.
Oh, honey.
Men don't say, I'm just a salesman, or I'm just a scientist, and you don't say you're just a doctor.
Darling, housewife is a word like mother, or moon, or anti-disestablishmentarianism. Well,
mother is a wonderful word, and there's only one moon, and it's for anti-disestab...
Honey, why take exception to a word? You are a housewife.
Yeah, but not the way he used it. Laughing boy makes us sound like a faceless glob.
Book. Pencil. Chair. Housewife.
Housewife is like a chair.
Let me start again. Stethoscope.
Even chairs have distinct personalities. I mean, they have different shapes, different numbers of legs.
Well, housewives have different personalities, different shapes. Well, I guess they do have the same number of legs in common.
You see, and you wouldn't say that's just a chair.
Are you saying that you object to keeping house?
Darling, somehow I had a feeling you wouldn't understand.
Come to me with your problems anytime.
Alex, it isn't that I object to doing housework. I just don't want to be known as just a housewife.
Well, since you find the word so offensive, why don't we call you, Mistress of the Main Eye?
Well, anything. Housewife sounds like wet sand dropping on wet sand.
I promise you that nasty word will never be mentioned in this house again.
Well, thank you, dear. You've struck a blow for housewives everywhere.
Now, I had a suffragette grandmother who used to handcuff herself to lampposts. And now, Maharani of the Mop, don't you think it's about time to start dinner?
Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad.
Hi,
Jeff.
Hello, dear. How was school?
Well, I'm just a day smarter, I guess.
It shows.
Hey, will you and Dad sign this, please?
Sure. What is it?
Oh, it's just a questionnaire. The The Board of Education has taken a survey. Oh. You guys go ahead and sign and I'll fill out the rest.
All right.
Father, pediatrician. Mother.
Mom, are you anything or just a housewife?
What'd I say?
Oh, nothing, dear. I was just trying to explain something to your father, and you summed it up perfectly.
Jeff, you don't understand. It's just that men have more opportunities.
It's got nothing to do with opportunities. Men are smarter, that's all. Nothing personal, Mom.
Oh, I know, dear. You're never personal. Just blunt.
Why didn't a woman discover America?
Well, why didn't Columbus take his wife along on the trip?
Come to think of it, we don't hear much about Mrs. Columbus.
She probably had to stay home because there was a sale on onions in Lisbon.
Even history admits that behind every man who accomplished something worthwhile, there was a woman.
Yeah, I know. Nagging him.
Nothing personal, Mom.
Oh, I know, dear.
Jeff, I think historians prefer the word inspired.
I like nag better.
I'm sure Mrs. Edison said to her husband, instead of sitting around the house, why don't you invent the electric bulb?
Well, things are different now. The modern woman will no longer be chained to the stove.
You've broken loose again.
Mary, have you ever noticed that when you get on a serious subject with men, all they do is adopt a superior attitude?
I know. You start a serious discussion with a boy, and he acts as if you should be home baking a cake. Mm.
Jeff, what's new?
Oh, not much. What's new with you?
Well?
I agree with you, Mother. Housewife is such a blah word.
From now on, please address your mother as Princess of the Pantry. I believe it's your serve.
Mary, shall we leave the men to their cigars, brandy, and dishes while we chat in the living room?
A wonderful idea, Mother.
Excuse us, dear.
You know, I believe that within 10 years we will have a woman president.
Oh, it's about time, isn't it? And as soon as we get into office, the first thing we'll do is take the vote away from the men.
How did we get into this mess?
Don't ask me. I'm only a husband. Grab a towel.
Good night, Father.
Good night, son. Son, I hate to tell you this, but you have dishpan hands.
So have you.
You better get used to it, because you're going to be doing the dishes for one whole week. Nothing personal.
Mm.
Good night, Daddy.
Good night. Good night, Mom.
Good night, sweetheart. Darling, you didn't really mean what you said about the dishes, did you?
Didn't I? I want you to know how it feels to be just a housewife.
Oh, look, dear. You live here in a house, hmm? And you're my wife.
Oh, Alex.
But I want you to know that in spite of that, I've never thought of you as just a housewife.
Why, thank you, dear. At the moment, that's the nicest thing you could say.
Darling, do you have any coffee ready?
Yes, I just made some.
Good. What do you do to get some of these mothers to bring their children in for polio shots?
Oh, well, that's too bad. Papers have been saying how important it is.
Mrs. Stockton brought Ricky in today 3 weeks late. Just forgot.
Well, I can understand.
I called her myself twice.
Well, she just probably had so much to do, she couldn't get around to it.
Oh, it's inexcusable. After all, she doesn't have to go to an office every day. She's only a housewife.
Go ahead, say it.
All right, I'll say it. She's only a housewife. Now, Donna, I know you're sensitive to the word, but how else do I describe a woman who stays home, runs a house, cooks, cleans, looks after the kids?
How about mule?
I've never known you to be like this.
That's true.
Oh. Thanks for the coffee.
Don't mention it, Master.
Housework. House one.
Is there something wrong?
No, I just have to get this fixed.
Good morning, madam.
Good morning.
Madam, my company is introducing a new product, and naturally, we want a reaction from the people who will eventually use it. Now, as a typical housewife, we feel that you should give this mop a new chance to prove it.
Thank you, madam. Now, don't go away, because McClure's Market wants you to have this little gift. Oh, and when your husband comes home from work tonight, give him the shock of his life. Greet him with a smile. And now I'd like to thank all the wonderful ladies who wrote me all the letters to tell me how much they enjoyed my program, and especially the writer of this letter. Oh, madam, what are you saying? Madam, may I have your name?
I'm Mrs. Joan Standish.
And what do you do, Mrs. Standish?
I'm a housewife.
And did you major in housewifing when you went to school?
Well, I started out to be an anthropologist, but you know how it is. You often get married and have children.
Oh, so you're stuck.
Oh, well, I wouldn't say that.
Oh, well, I'm only kidding, Mrs. Standish. Now, I'd like to ask you a very important question. If you had to pick one outstanding quality in a man you were about to marry, what would it be?
Well, I think a sense of humor, Jerry.
Well, that's very interesting. Of course, you know, most men stop laughing after they get married. But thank you very much, Mrs. Standish. And before you go, McClure's Market wants you to have this little gift.
Thank you.
And thank you, Mrs. Standish. Well, 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 if it isn't our little housewife who bakes the upside-down cakes. Welcome back to Housewife's Corner. Oh, I have another startling question for you today. Now, listen carefully. When a housewife...
Mr. Parker, what do you mean when you say housewife?
What? Everybody knows what I mean when I say housewife.
Well, then tell me. I'd like to hear.
Well, a housewife takes care of the children.
Well, then she's a nurse for one thing. What else is a housewife?
Well, a housewife solves all the problems that come up around the house.
Well, then she's a psychologist. Now, when you come home at night, does your wife discuss your show with you?
Oh, yes. She's very intelligent. She just loves it.
Well, then she's a diplomat.
Well, thank you very much. It's been very pleasant.
Mr. Parker, I was just trying to say that every housewife has a personality. We're not part of a herd. We're not just housewives.
Well, I never said that.
Now, tell me, when things go wrong, does your wife manage to say just the right thing to make you feel that all isn't lost?
Sure, but...
Well, then she's a philosopher.
Look, lady, what are you trying to prove?
Mr. Parker, I'm just trying to prove that you can't use the word housewife as a label. Every woman you call just a housewife is a nurse, a psychologist, a diplomat, and a philosopher. Isn't that true, Mr. Parker?
Well...
Isn't it true?
Well... Yes, it is.
Thank you very much for answering that question. Oh, here. McClure's would like you to have this for being such a grand sport.
Hi, Jim.
Hello, Alex. Who do you think was on radio this afternoon? Very important.
Who, the president?
For this program, I think they preempt the president. Donna.
My Donna?
Your Donna. After this afternoon, I think she belongs to the world.
What was Donna doing on the radio?
Rearranging the world.
What?
Well, my wife wasn't too clear, but I think Donna advocated that all housewives leave home, husband, and children.
Ah, she was on Jerry Parker's program.
The way I hear it, it was Donna's program.
Well,
you see, Donna's a little wound up.
Wound up? That's the understatement of the year. Tell me, Alex, what's it like to have a Carrie Nation in the house?
Oh, you'll make your big thing out of this, Jim. Donna speaks her mind on some little radio show that nobody even listens to, and you make it sound as if...
Hi, Jim.
Hi, Sam.
Say, Alex, have you heard about Donna?
I told you.
I heard her in the car when Marion was driving me down. Wow! Did she let us husbands have it?
Ah, she let off a little steam. Doesn't mean a thing.
No? Well, Marion wants to have a long talk with me when I get home. You know, you fellas are battle scarred, but I've just been married 3 months.
I'll hear plenty from my wife when I get home.
Come on, fellas, enough is enough.
Well, how do we handle this with our wives?
Well, it seems to me...
Oh, not you, Alex. You can't even handle your own wife. Jim, what do we do?
What do we do? We make a firm stand. We take the position that men have traditionally taken when an issue arises that goes to the heart of the basic relationship between husband and wife. We surrender. Miss Cartwright, I gather you heard Mrs. Stone on the radio.
Yes, I did. And I absolutely agree with her.
The revolt is sweeping the country.
Tell me, Miss Cartwright, as a nurse, what is your objection to the word housewife?
I just want to make sure that when I become one, I won't be one. You man.
And your Donna started all of this.
Yes, Louise. Oh. Well, I'm so glad you agreed with me. Yes. What? Would I speak at your club? Well, I think so, but, well, let me call you tomorrow and discuss it. All right, Louise, thank you for calling. Goodbye. Hello? Yes, Olive? You did? Really? Oh, well, thank you for calling to tell me. Goodbye, Olive. Oh, my.
Donna! Donna, you were absolutely magnificent.
Well, everybody's been calling, even strangers.
I tried to call for over an hour, but your line was busy.
Oh, I may have to have a switchboard put in. Isn't it dreadful?
Dreadful? Why, it's just the biggest thing that's happened since the Bloomer Girls.
Well, what did I say?
What did you say? What did Lincoln say at Gettysburg? The emancipation of women.
Oh, Donna, don't you realize that tonight, when every husband gets home, he's going to have new respect for his wife?
Doris, do you really think so?
I know so. Psychologist, diplomat, philosopher. You're public, no doubt. Can I get it? Hello? No, it's Doris. Oh, hi, Ruth. Miss, wasn't she just great? Well, you bet I'll tell her. Okay, bye now. Ruth's husband is taking her out to dinner tonight for the first time in a whole year.
Well, maybe it's just their anniversary.
No, it's you. You've liberated us.
Oh, Donna,
we have the men worried.
Oh, well, Doris, I just didn't like the way a few people used the word housewife. I didn't want to start a revolution.
Wow!
Wow, what?
Wow-wee!
You see, even your son is impressed.
Well, don't tell me they interrupted your history class so you could hear me on the radio.
Oh, no, one of the guys heard you. He said you were a scrapper.
Oh, Jeff, I wasn't scrapping. I merely expressed an opinion.
Well, I know, but that's what starts wars. I heard you almost slugged Jerry Parker.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
Isn't it wonderful?
Well, I have to go. I want to be home when Johnny gets there.
All right,
keep
dear.
Up the good work.
Oh, thank you, dear.
Bye, Jeff.
Bye.
Donna.
Hello, Mason.
Hello, dear.
Oh, hi.
Mary.
Oh,
popped up recently, dear.
Oh, Mother, all the girls are talking about you. Did they really have to cut you off in the air?
I heard there was a riot at the store.
And to think if I hadn't run out of sugar and olive oil, I'd still be an obscure housewife.
We women don't get a chance very often to be a Joan of Arc or a Florence Nightingale.
And it happened to me in a supermarket.
Oh, I'll get it. Hello? Oh, yeah, she's home. Well, just a second, please. Mom, it's a guy from the newspaper. I think he wants to have an interview with you.
Thanks, dear. Hello? Yes? Oh, tomorrow afternoon would be fine. Thank you. Oh, pictures, too? Oh, well, thank you very much. Goodbye.
Mommy, I wonder if Daddy knows. I'll call him at the hospital.
Oh, no, darling, I don't think you should bother Daddy at the hospital.
Mother, this is the most exciting thing that's happened in years.
Hello? Oh, yes, Margaret. Oh, you did? Really? Oh, well, how nice of you to call.
Daddy, did they talk about Mama at the hospital?
Talk about her? Why, during the show, they had the radio on in surgery.
One of the thousands of phone calls.
Huh? Hello, dear. Oh, is something wrong?
No, I just didn't expect to find the same simple girl who said goodbye to me this morning.
Daddy, you know, every woman's club in town wants Mama to make a speech.
I think they want her to run for mayor, even.
It's getting late, children. We'll discuss my political future tomorrow.
Okay, good night, Mom.
Good night, Mom.
Good night,
Dad.
Good night, Jeff.
Have you had dinner, dear?
Yeah, thank you, darling. Thousands of phone calls, huh? Oh, your radio speech seems to have stirred up the entire female population of Hilldale.
Oh, it was nothing serious. Just a bunch of ex-housewives.
Things can never be the same. You've got a new role in the community. And at home.
Oh, well, I don't know about that.
It's been 15 wonderful years, and I'll always be grateful for them.
Oh, thank you, dear.
Donna.
Yes, dear.
In view of the changed circumstances, I'm not sure I ought to ask this. It's sort of personal.
Oh, well, go ahead, dear. We used to be very close, remember?
Do I have a fresh pair of pajamas? I'll never forget the first time I met you. You were looking so pretty and kind of frightened of the big city. And now you're the leader of a crusade that could change the entire... Darling, you're not being at all reasonable.
You're just angry because I spoke my mind on that radio show and everybody agrees with me.
I'm not angry. I'm just trying to tell you that nothing has changed. You haven't accomplished a thing.
What about all those people who called me?
Oh, they'll have forgotten the whole thing in a couple of days, and so will you. And everything will be just like it was before.
Mama, the Jerry Parker show is on.
Oh, will you listen to him, dear? He's not exactly my favorite program.
Well, he has an important announcement to make. Listen.
And since yesterday, we have been swamped with letters, telegrams, and phone calls, all in complete agreement with the sentiments expressed here about housewives by Mrs. Stone. And so, because it's always been my policy to satisfy the wishes of my viewers, this program will no longer be called The Housewives' Corner. Instead, it will be known as The Shopper's Hour.
Hey, you did it!
Mom, your nagging paid off!
And now for our first guest. I think we've had this lady on our show before.
Yes, I always shop here.
And what do you do, may I ask?
Oh, I'm just a housewife, Jerry.
All you've done, Mother.
I'll get it.
Good afternoon, madam.
Hello, it's you. I'm sorry about slamming the door on you yesterday.
Oh, that's all right, lady. It's an occupational hazard. Oh, but I'm not selling anything today. My company wants me to find out some information. We're trying to find out from you ladies what word you would like us to use instead of housewife.
Really? Why are they doing that?
I don't know. Our sales manager heard some screwy dame over the radio. You know, some nut. Since she was sounding up.
Yeah.